This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Johnny Gay King hasn't slept in days. His actions start to scare his family. Shouting about men in ski masks chasing him. Family members try to calm him down. He disappears to his room, returning with a handgun. He shouts, "If you don't want to believe me, I'll kill you all." He opens fire on his mom, sister, and 3-year-old niece, then drives to a friend's house. When they answer the door, he's got crazy eyes and covered in blood. He says, "I didn't kill them."
Nancy, Gay King's mother survives the shooting, but both his sister, Tiana Sherelle Walking Eagle, and her 3-year-old daughter, Loki, are dead by the time first responders arrive, called by a fourth family member who fled the home when he heard gunshots. Gay King stabs himself multiple times on the front porch of his friend's home before taking off again in his blue Ford Focus. Gay King quickly apprehended after crashing the car, telling officers the men in ski masks made him shoot his family. Gay King also claimed the men in ski masks stabbed him, but later admitted the wounds were self-inflicted.
Johnny Gay King, 27, charged with 2 counts murder and attempted murder. Michigan Judge Jeffrey Clothier shocked by the number of Walmart thefts coming across his bench. In one day, he sees 37 cases, the total over 100 in just 2 months. He decides to act, coming up with a new punishment for Walmart shoplifters. Mandatory community service at a free car wash he dubs Walmart Washes. Chief Judge William Crawford Jr. vetoes the new punishment, saying Clothier should have gotten approval before trying to enforce. Clothier, frustrated by the ruling, still hoping to come up with a creative way to discourage Walmart shoplifters. Well, talk about a killjoy, Chief Judge William Crawford Jr. Maybe they should all come to your house for dinner. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A shocking case out of New Mexico as a 13-year-old boy is charged with murder after a deadly hit and run captured on video from inside a stolen car. Albuquerque police say the teen, believed to be the driver, and a 15-year-old are both charged with an open count of murder, conspiracy, and other crimes, including leaving the scene of a fatal accident. An 11-year-old also involved is too young to face a murder charge. The victim, 63-year-old Scott Dwight Habermel, was biking to work at Sandia National Laboratories in May when a car swerved into the bike lane and hit him. Investigators say the crash was filmed from inside the vehicle and later posted on social media. In the video, a voice believed to be the 13-year-old can be heard discussing the impact before the car appears to accelerate. Police were alerted after a middle school principal and others reported the footage. The 13-year-old is set to be booked into juvenile detention while detectives continue searching for the other two suspects. A decades-old mystery may finally have a breakthrough. Authorities in Oregon have recovered a vehicle from the Columbia River believed to be connected to the 1958 disappearance of the Martin family. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has the latest.
On December 7, 1958, Kenneth and Barbara Martin and their 3 daughters left their Portland home to gather Christmas greenery and were never seen again. Months later, the bodies of 2 daughters were found in the Columbia River, but the rest of their family and their car remained missing. Last autumn, diver Archer Mayo, who had searched for the car for years, located a submerged Ford station wagon near Cascade Locks, Oregon. In the past few days, crews have now pulled the vehicle from the river. Though the body of the car had deteriorated, authorities say its make, model, and color match the Martin's vehicle. No human remains were found. Investigators are now working to confirm the car's identity using serial numbers, hoping to finally bring answers to a case that has haunted Oregon for 66 years. A forensic examination is underway.
If confirmed, this discovery could finally provide closure to one of Oregon's most enduring mysteries.
Thanks, John. Adib Eddie Rahana, well-loved in Vestal, New York for his kindness as the owner of Cars R Us, a used car dealership. He's operated it over 30 years. January 11, the Rahana family concerned when the father of 5 isn't home for dinner. Employees say they last saw their boss at the dealership at noon. His children track his phone. The location last updates near the dealership, Upper Front Street, 6 p.m. But then his phone either dies or it's turned off. Searchers of the area haven't turned up any leads. The Rahanas desperate to find Eddie. Eddie, 69, 5'10", 180 pounds, brown eyes, balding with white hair, wears black framed glasses. There is a $20,000 reward for info on Adib Eddie Ruhana. If you know or think you know anything about the dad's disappearance, please call Broome County, New York Sheriffs, 607-778-1196. Repeat, there is a $20,000 reward. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.